A multi-million dollar deal went down in New York today, but not in the world of high finance or mergers and acquisitions. This trade took place among philatelists, that is, stamp collectors. Bond investor Bill Gross swapped four rare stamps for one even rarer stamp belonging to Donald Sundman. Sundman is president of the Mystic Stamp Company, and he joins us now. Congratulations, I should say, and thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you.
Now, four stamps for one. Explain that calculus.
Well, these are the two rarest items in stamps and the most desired. The stamp I own was the 1 cent Z Grill stamp from 1868. Two known, one's in the New York Public Library. I had the other stamp, and so it was really the key item to own a complete collection of U.S. stamps.
And the second? The other four stamps, we should say.
Yes. In 1918, when airmail was just being introduced in Washington, D.C., a collector bought a sheet of 100 stamps and noticed that the airplane was printed upside down. And that is called an invert. And to stamp collectors, that's the most exciting error and most desirable error. This is the best position of that sheet of 100 stamps. It's a block of four stamps with a plate number on it. And so it's unique.
Now, many of us are more familiar with those stamps. We've seen that with the inverted image. Could you describe for us what the Z-Grill looks like?
The Z-Grill is a 1 cent stamp showing Ben Franklin in profile. And so it actually is more of a collector's stamp. Has a security device in that it was almost embossed to break the paper fibers so the ink would soak into the cancel, and that would make it very difficult to remove the cancel and use the stamp a second time.
So how did you acquire this stamp? And when you first got your hands on it, did you think you might at one point trade it away?
I certainly did not expect to trade the stamp. I bought the stamp in 1998 at public auction, and I just wanted to own the stamp because I believe that these tangible historic items that are incredibly rare are going to continue to increase in value, and collectors just love it. And so I looked at it at the time as the Hope Diamond of stamps, and I just expected to own it forever. I had no desire to sell it.
So why swap it away?
It's a difficult decision, but I ended up realizing that I had the fun and pride of owning the 1 cent Z Grill, and now I can have the same fun with the Jenny block.
Now, Mr. Gross isn't commenting on the trade himself, but I understand that now that he has his hands on your stamp, he has a complete collection of 19th century U.S. postage. How significant is that?
To stamp collectors, there's nothing more important than that, and I'm sure he has intense satisfaction at achieving this goal that no one else has had his level of completeness.
And what are you going to do with these four stamps now?
Well, we'll lock them up in a bank vault, but I'm really looking forward to putting together a display that explains the history of the stamp. It's been two generations since these stamps have been on display, and so I'm very excited about being able to show it to collectors.
Something that's valuable, this object of affection locked away in a bank vault. Do you take a trip down there every week to pull it out and take a look at it?
I should. I was thinking about it the other day that for how often I looked at the Z Grill, it probably cost us $100,000 a look or something like that. I guess there's a certain satisfaction just in knowing that you possess the object.
Donald Sundman is the president of the Mystic Stamp Company. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you.